our agreement put in place. I don't understand the second page of this where they have assessed some prices. I don't know if I can give it to you and let you read it.
And this is not of our jurisdiction on that.
Well, again, I've lived there 18 years. The cabins on the back, on the corner of Warren and Parksley are vacant. Those were never nightly rentals. Those were monthly rentals. They never rented them by the night. And there was long-term residents there. They are abandoned now, and there has been trouble. I'm not going to say there's a few people that Jack has, Mushrush as well, has rented his mobile home out to, which there's been problems. And the police have been called. They're right about the water rising up. At times, when the owners of KDOC would pick me up by the boat when I was working and have to boat me over to my car that I had to leave parked by the park on K Highway. And I had numerous vandalism to my car at that point. And about the farmers, FEMA came in and put in floodgates, paid for it, but you have to have a key. And if you let anybody else use that key, you get your rights taken away. And there's three gates that end up on Micah Road is where you come out. And nobody else can get through when that road is flooded. And it's been fairly flooded quite recently a lot. And I'm opposed the same as tree houses being a cabin or a nightly rental. I don't understand that. So I'm very opposed to this coming in.
Any question? Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Come in, Chris Smith. Tammy.
Yeah. I'm left-handed and I had surgery on my left hand and I was trying to write it, didn't come out very well.
Sorry about that.
We had an engineer come out. There is a lagoon on lot 8. We did have Doug Carmichael come out. He did survey it. It is leaking and it needs to be shut down. Evidently, it's been leaking for quite some time, according to his report. So in that manner, and of course we're going to do nightly rentals, we do not want kids going up, hey mom, check out this pond, you know. So that's why we were doing, and actually we have the engineer, we paid for an engineer to design a system down there on lots 12 and 13 to handle. On the others, it's going to be just one per lot, as we said earlier. And where they asked questions on RVs, we have three brand new. It was a fluke. It came, but we weren't going to just set them in there and people pull them in and out. He's going to set them solid, you know, so they can't be moved. And then tree houses, which won't, because it is sloped, if you do the tree houses, you're up a little bit and it's not going to affect the water flow. And lastly, if it's flooded, people can't get in to rent it, so we really wouldn't have to worry about them getting out to rent it.
Because the marina's going to be closed anyway because they can't get to it.
Correct.
Or public access to put the boat. So common sense tell you we're not going to rent it.
But,
we hope it ain't going to happen every other year like it has the last couple of years, but you never know.
But Jacob is our local representative. And like we said, he's got the paddleboard marina. He does a paddleboard company down there at the marina. And Scott and Judy, they rent out pontoons. They have the breakfast and the restaurants and things like that. And they get calls. And they have almost 40 fishing tournaments a year. And this is just something. And plus the boat access is right there. And this is just something that people are having to drive 11 miles just for one night. We're not talking about it's going to be rented. We're talking April to November, just during the season, and mostly on weekends. And we're looking at families and fishermen. We're not looking at party crowds.
Only want four. That way it can't be a bunch of young kids or whatever having parties or bachelorette party. We don't want that. We just want just nice families to enjoy the fishing, and because we're lucky because we get to, so.
Well, if they're having problems down there right now with the homeless people and stuff like that, have you encountered any of that?
I haven't seen any, but that, we ain't there, but just on weekends.
In my opinion, it looks like this would be a little bit better than having them stay in a bunch of abandoned cabins. That's just my opinion.
Correct. And they are working on their...
We are working with the university. That's one reason, because it's slash trailers on these cabins, treehouses, because they're trying to get some of the students to help us out on design.
So we're working with the university and the architecture department.
And they're roughly going to be 16 by 24, so they're just small little bedrooms, little porches.
You're looking to cater to the fishermen as much as...
Yes.
Correct.
Basically, it's going to be a resort.
Yeah.
But we're only talking like five or six.
You're catering to KDOC.
Yeah.
Correct.
I mean, that's the idea, in my opinion.
And the paddleboard company. They do a lot of night paddleboard things and stuff out there, you know, and then...
I mean, if they're having problems down there with people in the cabins now...
Well, if there's more people around, there'll probably be less of them show up.
Right, there should be less of that going on if you guys are trying... I mean, you don't want vandalism on...
Correct. And I'll have some Raven cameras up.
Right.
And
I got them on my other place already.
I'm thinking out loud.
Right. But they're working on that down there too.
We've never done anything like this.
What kind of a sewer plant has your engineer proposed?
Doug Carmichael's got a...
Do you have a...
I didn't bring a copy. I mean, John's got it. If I remember right, it was a drip system.
A drip system.
I think so.
Did you want to see it? I haven't.
No,
right
I just, oh, okay. I just got here.
That's what we done.
I did this for a lot of years. I just wondered what system.
They recommended Doug Carmichael because they said he was one of the best ones because that's all he does.
It was an engineered system, whether it's LPP or drip. I can't remember. Drip seems like in my mind, but I can't remember.
It still has to meet specifications.
Correct. Yeah.
And right now, that lagoon is leaking into Little Shoals. There are spots on the lake after that flood came up that you could see the damage in the water from that leaking lagoon.
Well, I don't know about that, but I mean, it's leaking.
Yeah, I don't know.
And I don't want that to go into Lyme or worse than anybody else. I don't want to go like. And the reason why we're trying to do country houses, so we have to do the minimum of any dozing or.
Right, you're not going to disturb the property.
Yeah. Correct.
Okay. Any other questions or comments?
I've got a question on your parking area that you've got 24 foot wide driveway and parking numbers.
Yes.
And that's the width.
Yes. Yeah, the total width, it may be 25, maybe 26, whatever works out.
That's going to be designed off the right-of-way of this current road, correct?
Correct. Yeah, I think their buffer, I mean, it's been surveyed, and so it's probably 10 feet or so, I think. And I'm going to try to leave a low row of trees between the road and my road, so, or at least a few down through there, so somebody just can't drive off in.
I might not explain that, Randy, but I think... My understanding was there's going to be a whole separate drive that it accesses each unit.
Correct.
So they'll not be accessed off Parksley. They'll be accessed off a separate drive.
It'll just be an on and off. It'll just be one great big road right below.
Now, will you have enough room that they can turn without going completely to the other end of the road?
Yes.
And get turned around if they...
Yes.
Well, I mean, they can't, if it's some of these big boats, no. I don't know how they're going to turn.
Well,
but I've got on the land on above, I was going to put a parking area. That's next to it.
Where they can park their boats.
Correct.
Well, they can park the boats on the road, but there'll be an additional parking up there, too. No one on the other end of the 13.
There's
1.9 acres up there.
Right past 13. There's another one.
On my way up to Ed Wilson.
What else?
I'm good.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
The final vote will be on the 16th.
Okay, Monday.
Monday.
Six o'clock.
You will be third on the docket.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you.
All right. The next one's 1732,
177
Kingsway, nightly rental.
Yep, 177 Kingsway, our concept. Our Majestic's over here. We're back over next to the Stone County line. Moonshine Beach area all here. Table Rock Dam's right below us. You can see the little highlighted property there. Zoom in. This is the Majestic's. 165 is over to our right-hand side. Applicant is seeking approval of a special use permit for the ability to nightly rent a six-bedroom home at 177 Kings Way. And that's what I have in for the concept. Chairman wants, we'd move into the public hearing.
Let's move into the public hearing on this then.
Okay. Got some pictometry views of this property. For the assessor's information, Lot 4 is located in the estates at Majestic Point Subdivision. Lot 4 is approximately 0.87 acres in size. Applicants planning to use an existing six-bedroom single-family home for nightly rental. The property is served by a community well for water and Branson City sewer for wastewater. A six-bedroom home would have a maximum occupancy of 14 occupants. Project received a score of a negative 1. With the six occupants, we'd have a total of 7 parking spaces being required. There's kind of a picture of the garage, 3-car garage. With it in a large driveway, this can be accommodated. The lot to the south is currently an 11.7 acre parcel with a single family residence. Lots to the west and east are currently vacant subdivision lots. The lot to the north currently has a single family residence being used as a nightly rental with a current NOV, which is a notice of violation letter. So that would be this lot right here, and I think I've got some pictures. The applicant submitted a buffer plan using the current indigenous plants. Native plants are plants indigenous to a given area in a geological time. This includes plants that have been developed, occur naturally, or exist for many years in an area, which are trees, flowers, grasses, and other plants. This is the proposed buffer along the south property line for the residents located on such property line, which would be this line back here. This is kind of the east line, and there's our south line. That's what we were looking into in this picture. The tank's right behind the garage there. So there's this buffer plan. Continue just another view, looking towards the west. Then there's a picture of the home on that adjacent lot.
You say it's a nightly rental too, Scott?
Yes, and they've been sent a notice of violation letter. I haven't had any contact, so we'll have to just proceed farther with that one.
Did we see a vacant lot out here before?
You have seen one that was a vacant lot that was around the corner from this, correct. Yep, you were right. The staff recommendations are the same for the special use permit. It would be the 19, lacking the Division 2 permit requirement because it's an existing home. If anybody has any questions on any of those, I can go through them, but if not, we can move on to the applicant.
Where is the applicant? Is it, I'll let you go last. Unless you just got something you need to say now.
I'll wait.
Jana Hilt?
That's me.
All right. I got one right?
Yeah. And I didn't think I spelled that well. So Jana Hilt, and I actually have the house right there that's also got the NOV letter. My husband and I, we built the house this summer. He retired this year, and I still need to work 3 more years before I can retire. So our plan is, right now we live up in Sparta, Missouri, which is right by Ozark, Missouri. And our plan is that whenever I retire that we would move down to this property. So what I wanted to do was go ahead and build the house because I'm not very patient and wanted to, you know, go ahead and see what it looked like and give me a chance to finish it the way that I want. And in the meantime, I wanted to rent it out, you know, some to just to help pay the mortgage until I retired and then my husband and I could move down there. So I met the neighbor. She's really nice, and I know that she had been doing it for a while and it was working for her, so I thought I'm gonna try it. I know Branson It's a really difficult recreation area in that I have a nightly rental in Florida, too, and it stays booked year